Case number 10016, David Moore, north of Road 368, north of William Chandler Boulevard, being lot 38 within Southampton Development. A variance from the separation requirements between units.
David Moore, and it's 37927 William Chandler Boulevard, in Ocean View, Delaware.
Mr. Moore, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Explain to the board your need.
I need a 3-foot variance on a deck that I installed on my house. I received a building permit on January 23rd of 06. The final inspection on it was October 23rd of 07. I also received a letter, which I have a copy of, and I also have a couple pictures for you from the Architectural Review Board for the development, and they approved the same plan that I submitted for the building permit on February 18th of 06, and not realizing it after I received a final inspection, the planning department, I guess, came out and said I wasn't 20 foot from the neighbor's house. So here I am asking for a 3-foot variance.
Okay, are there questions from members of the board?
It would appear that your house is on the corner. Your house is probably equally as close to the corner as the deck is.
Yeah, according to the property line, I think there's 5 foot from my property line, but I have an unusual shaped lot. It's in the back, it goes sort of pie shape and then straight out.
I understand. And I'm just curious as to, is there already a variance granted on this property? Do you recall a variance being granted for the house?
I'm not the original owner.
Gotcha.
I'm a second owner.
We're not showing one. But it would depend on what the setbacks were for that RPC.
How long have you owned the property?
Since October of 2005. And when I bought the house, there was no deck on it off the sunroom. So that's when, in January, I decided to put a deck on. That's when I applied.
You got a permit for the deck?
Yes.
Did you build the deck yourself?
Yes, I did.
And I guess the CO hasn't been issued for it?
Not that I know.
Okay.
It wasn't waived.
Okay. You need to have somebody come out and check the deck once.
I have a certificate of final approval for from the department. It was October 23rd of 2007.
See.
Can I see? Sorry.
Sure.
No, that's just for first date. That's just first date.
That was just an inspection. So you just need to notify the county if this is approved that you're ready.
Well, they told me it was by phone. They told me it was approved. But then I received a letter from the zoning saying I needed a variance.
And that's what happened. We got the card, and
gotcha.
Dean went out there and saw there was a violation.
Okay. I didn't see a write-up, so.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Any further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in opposition.
One letter in opposition, and from?
It's from a Barbara McLaughlin, who is the closest neighbor and the one that is impacted the most.
So it would be the neighbor that, number 39 on our list here?
She doesn't say what lot she is. She just says that she is the closest neighbor and the one that is the most impacted. She is she is strongly opposed to granting this variance. Cannot say that word. There you go. She said she talked to him and asked him if he had permits. He assured her that he did. And it was her understanding from Ryan Holmes, the one that placed the home or built the home, that this lot could not have any additions on the back side because of the limited amount of space. She was surprised that we issued a permit, and she just would like the separation to stay the way it was supposed to stay.
Mr. Moore, is this the neighbor closest to you?
Yes, that would be the neighbor, yes.
She also says she has no objection to his deck as long as it is trimmed back to extend no further than the footings.
No further than what?
The footings on the post for the deck.
Decking can't leave her out? Pardon me? Does your decking extend the footings?
Yeah, it comes way. I think it's only 8 foot from the house.
I guess she's referring to the footings of the deck.
It's just an open deck, correct?
Yeah, it's just open deck with railing, that's all.
How high is it off the ground? Do you have any idea?
It's 31 inches.
31
inches. I think if it was under 30, I wouldn't even need a permit. Or
1 inch
yeah,
high.
Yeah. So I really tried to do the right thing. I don't know about the neighbor. I did talk to her. We're on a friendly basis. I think it's just the idea that she tried to buy the home before she told me, and she was just surprised that I was able to put a deck on. But I did all the proper things, so, and I showed her the building permit even that I did get. So, and if you look at the pictures, you'll see.
Cut it back to there.
That the corner of the deck actually is 20 foot from the corner of her house, but it's not 20 foot from, she has an outdoor shower on the back of the house, and that's where it comes into play.
Really?
Yeah. Because I went out, I measured it myself after Dean come out. And
we'll be checking to see if that there was a permit issued for that.
Oh, well, I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I'm not here for that. I'm just here for...
See that, man. Okay.
Further questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, at the table, case number 10016. Get a chance to look at it.
I'll second that and ask that the office check that shower as well.
And regularly moved and seconded, we table 10016 and the staff take a look at the shower. All those in favor, get a use of voting sign. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay.